Hey, this is Stacey Gatsoulias.
DC Lundberg.
Ryan Finkelstein.
Taylor Blake Ward.
Host of Locked On Yankees.
Locked On Mariners.
Locked On Mets.
Locked On Angels.
And you're listening to Locked On Braves.
Locked On Braves.
Locked On Braves.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome back to Locked On Braves, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, where we talk about your favorite teams every day. I am your host, Jake Mastriani. You can follow me on Twitter at shortstopball. Check out my bio there to see everywhere I am covering the game of baseball, including the Braves, in written form over at tomahawktake.com. Also, make sure you follow the podcast on Twitter at @LockedOn_Braves. And make sure that you are subscribed to the Locked On Braves podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And please, if you're watching this on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. Trying to get the YouTube page going. So please make sure that you do subscribe on YouTube. Would really appreciate it. And thanks for making Locked On Braves your first listen each and every day. We post episodes daily, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And we are free and available on all platforms. And I have my Game 1 post-game podcast up late last night. So if you haven't already, make sure that you go back and check that out as well. But this is Game 2 preview episode for the World Series. So let's start it off talking about Max Fried, because for me, he is the biggest key in this game. And I talked about it a lot on my post game from Game 1. The injury to Charlie Morton really hurts you in Game 2 and what you do in Game 5. Really Game 4 and Game 5, because Brian Snicker had to tax the bullpen so much to get through Game 1 after the injury that you got to figure he's going to try not to lean so heavily on those top guys. You know, Minter, I would think, is unavailable for Game 2. You know, Luke Jackson had to go across multiple innings. Matzik had to go across multiple innings. Neither of those guys really had to work too hard in those outings, so I would figure that both of them are available in Game 2, but still, I doubt Snicker wants to use them across multiple innings again as he did in Game 1. So that's going to be the biggest key for me to watch in Game 2, is how deep can Max Fried go into this game. In my view, if he doesn't go 5 innings, I just don't think there's any way the Braves win Game 2. They have to get at least 5 innings out of him. I really think that maybe it needs to be at least 6 innings, hope for 7. With how the bullpen had to be used in Game 1, it's really important that Fried give you the length here in Game 2 to try to save that bullpen. Again, if he can't get through the 5th inning, I just don't see any way that the Braves win Game 2. He has to give you at least 5 or 6 innings and give the bullpen a chance to try to hold on to any lead that the Braves may have at that point. As you know, Max's last outing was not great against the Dodgers. NLA had a chance to finish off that series, and he did not make it through the 5th inning. Went 4 2/3, gave up 5 runs on 8 hits and 2 walks with just 3 strikeouts in 90 pitches. Not your typical Max Fried outing. In his previous two starts before that in the postseason, he had given up just a combined 2 earned runs over 12 innings. So, you know, again, hopefully that last outing was just a little blip. Max Fried's been one of the best pitchers in all of baseball in the second half of this season, so certainly expect him to bounce back here in Game 2. And the Braves desperately need it, like I said, after the bullpen usage in game 1 of this series. They really need Max Fried to go at least 5 or 6 innings. For me, I think he needs to go 6 innings. You know, then you could set it up for Jackson for 1, Matzik for another, and Will Smith in the 9th. I like the way Snicker is playing these bullpen matchups, you know, bringing in Luke Jackson for the bottom of the order, similar to what he did to the Dodgers. Unfortunately, you know, the Dodgers lineup is so deep, as is the Astros, that Jackson wasn't able to get through the bottom of that order. But, you know, continue to try to set it up in the 7th and 8th innings where Luke comes in more of a lower leverage situation, and you save Tyler Matzik for the top of their lineup. I think that's going to be key all series long as to when you use Matzik and make sure it's in a key spot against the top of the Astros order to get those guys out, especially Yordan Alvarez. I don't know how you get that guy out right now, but still, I like Matzik's chances more often than not. So how Snicker plays that will be key. You know, if Max Fried doesn't go deep in this game, I really don't know where Snitker goes. I mean, you're looking at Jesse Chavez possibly coming in, Chris Martin. I will say this. If Kyle Wright is going to pitch in games four or five of this series, and, you know, this game does get out of hand one way or the other, I would love to see Kyle Wright get an opportunity in game two just to get his feet wet in the World Series. Hasn't pitched in a while, hasn't pitched, you know, in a big league game in a while. You know, if you're going to expect big things out of him in games four and five and try to get bulk innings out of him there, then it would be great if he gets an opportunity in game two here to get a couple of outs, maybe finish off an inning, you know, give him three batters and get him, you know, out of there, unless things are just going great. But either way, if you're trying to save him for games four or five, you wouldn't want him going too long. But, you know, if that situation were to present itself in this game, I would not be upset at that, having Kyle Wright get an inning, get some work in, you know, just to get his feet wet in this series so that he's not, you know, feeling overwhelmed if he does have to start a game later in the series, or if they do look for him to get, you know, two or three innings later in this series. So that's something for me to watch if Max Fried doesn't get a lot of length in this game. But certainly, like I said, the biggest key in this one is Max Fried's going deep. Brian Snitker certainly needs that to happen to give the Braves a chance in this game. And if he does go deep, if he does go six or seven innings, I feel really good about the Braves' chances of winning game two. Turning to the other side and looking at the Astros, they're going to be throwing Jose Urquidy in this game. Jose Urquidy been really good, was really good in the regular season, had a 3.62 ERA, 0.99 whip in the regular season. Hasn't been great. Only made one postseason start and was not great in that against the Red Sox. He went just an inning and two-thirds, gave up six runs, five earned on five hits and two walks with just one strikeout. So not great stuff from him in the postseason. Again, just that one start. His last few starts of the regular season were just okay. He did go much deeper in those games, went six innings, five and a third, six innings in his last four regular season starts. So he's certainly somebody that Dusty Baker, you know, much like Max Fried, is hoping can give him some depth. Now, the Astros didn't have to use their best relievers in game one, so they're in much better shape there. But Dusty Baker is certainly hoping, you know, that Urquidy can get them at least three or four innings, maybe turn it over to Christian Javier at that point, depending on how the game is going, and hope that he can get you some multiple innings as well. So, you know, the Astros are looking for depth in this game. Framber Valdez wasn't able to get through the third inning of game one, so they did have to use a lot of their bullpen, but again, not their top guys like Javier Baquez and Ryan Pressly. So again, they still have those guys who are fresh, but still, I'm sure Dusty Baker would like to get some length, get at least three or four innings out of Urquidy. Interesting notes on Urquidy, just his pitch mix. Throws a fastball in the low to mid 90s, topping out or averaging around 93 miles per hour. Throws that fastball 55% of the time. That's very encouraging for a Braves team that hits the fastball very well. He throws a slider 20% of the time, a changeup 18% of the time, and a curveball 8% of the time. And also very interesting to note that righties hit him much better than lefties do, which is interesting because he's a right-handed pitcher. So that's something to keep an eye on in this game when you're looking at, you know, potential Braves hitters that might have a good matchup against Urquidy. None of the Braves players have previous history against Urquidy, at least not in the regular season, according to what I'm looking at on ESPN. So not a lot of familiarity there. But, I mean, again, mainly a fastball, slider, changeup type pitcher. And, again, throws the fastball over 50% of the time. And righties hit him very well, which I think is very good for this Braves lineup that has some right-handed mashers in it. So that's something to watch for with Jose Urquidy on the mound. How does he match up against some of the Braves' right-handed bats who can crush righties as well? And that kind of leads into my X factor for the Braves in Game 2, and that's Austin Riley. You know, Austin Riley had some big swings in Game 1, had a, you know, the double, 115 miles per hour, hardest hit ball he's ever hit. He also very narrowly missed a home run in that game as well. Had some bad at-bats in between there, some tough strikeouts, but I think he had the chance early to jump all over Jose Urquidy. Again, throws the fastball 55% of the time. Austin Riley crushes fastballs, and Austin Riley hits righties very well too. I mean, his splits are pretty even throughout his career, but he typically does hit righties better than lefties, and you're facing a pitcher who's right-handed, who righties hit him better than lefties do. So I think Riley is somebody to keep an eye on in this game, especially early on coming up with a big hit. I think Adam Duvall is another right-handed bat. You know, typically somebody that you bring in to face lefties, but for whatever reason, this year he's been great against right-handed pitchers. So that's another player, another right-handed batter to watch against Urquidy. Again, Urquidy struggles against the righty. So those are the two guys that I'll be watching for the Braves offense, especially early on while Urquidy is out there. I don't know how long Urquidy will actually go in this game. Again, I think Dusty Baker would love to get at least three, maybe four innings, but he'll definitely ride him as long as he's effective. But got to think the moment that the Braves put some pressure on him, they'll start the bullpen going. Don't want to go down 2-0 in this series, lose both games at home. So it's really kind of a pressure game for the Astros. I think Baker will manage it a little bit that way and won't allow Urquidy to get into much trouble, especially after how his other postseason start went for the Astros. So that's, again, something else to keep an eye on there. But I think Austin Riley, Adam Duvall have a chance early in this game to really do some damage. And I'm really hoping that Ozzie Albies gets moved down in the lineup here, especially with a righty up, a righty on the mound. Move Ozzie down to the fifth spot. I mean, for me, I'd go Soler, Freeman, Rosario, Riley, Ozzie, and then Duvall. That'd be my top six in the order. The Astros don't have a ton of lefties in their bullpen, so I don't think you really have to worry about putting back-to-back lefties in the lineup. You could even go Rosario and Freddie at the top of the order if you wanted to, with a righty starting on the mound. But Ozzie has just come up with in too many big situations in the postseason with runners on base and hasn't been able to come through. I want to put a hotter bat there, somebody that's having more success in the postseason driving the ball. Ozzie, it's great he got on base in game one. I don't think any of those balls went out of the infield. And I love Ozzie. I'm not trying to put any Ozzie slander on here. I think he can be more effective down in the order. You know, I want my hottest bat in that three hole for those RBI opportunities late in the ball game. But I'm sure Brian Snitker will continue to roll out that same lineup, and it's been working. So, you know, who can really discredit him there? But I think that is something to keep an eye on in this game, again, especially early on against Urquidy while he is out there. All right, moving into my prediction for Game 2. Everything on paper seems to be pointing to the Braves in this game. They have their ace on the mound in Max Fried going up against the Astros. Maybe number 3, 4, 5th best starter. I don't know really what they think of Urquidy right now, but either way, it's a favorable matchup for the Atlanta Braves. But that's why I'm going to pick the Houston Astros, because that's the way baseball seems to work. When it seems like it's obviously going one way, it tends to go the other, and that's really my main logic behind taking the Astros in this one. That, and I just see it being difficult for them to go down, losing both games in Houston. I mean, the goal for the Braves coming into this was to win one of these games. They've done that. Yes, it would be great for them to get both of them, especially with Fried on the mound. But I think the Astros put up a big fight in this one. I think Max Fried struggles to make it through five innings. I think this lineup puts a lot of pressure on him, makes him work, knowing that Snitker does not want to go to that bullpen too early in this one. So I think the Astros hitters are able to do that, to get Max Fried out, you know, after five innings or maybe even just before five innings. And then I think they go to work on the Braves bullpen a little bit in this game. I think they pull away late and get a 7-5 victory to even up this World Series at one game apiece. Well, that will do it for this episode of Locked On Braves. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @LockedOn_Braves. Make sure that you rate, review, and subscribe to the Locked On Braves podcast. And we'll be back after Game 2 with a full breakdown of that game. So I will talk to you then.
Hey, this is Stacey Gottsoulias,
DC Lundberg,
Ryan Finkelstein,
Taylor Blake Ward,
host of Locked On Yankees,
Locked On Mariners,
Locked On Mets,
Locked On Angels,
and you're listening to Locked On Braves.
Locked On Braves.
Locked On Braves.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.